We often look to technological advancements to understand where our world is headed. Currently, the most significant technological transformation is seen in artificial intelligence, AI. The two titans of technology. At the heart of this global expansion of AI, we see two significant locations, Silicon Valley, the tech hub in the United States, and the Middle Kingdom, also known as China. It's almost like the rest of the world will be influenced by the technological advancements of these two powerhouses. This distribution of power is quite complex. It isn't a simple contest between countries but more like a collection of unique magnetic forces. On one side, we influence the state and its politics. Conversely, we see the free-flowing nature of technology in societies that the government doesn't heavily control. The perspectives of Beijing and Silicon Valley. In China, AI is seen as something that needs to be controlled and centralized to maintain social order and achieve political consensus. The Chinese government believes that AI can help ensure stability by encouraging conformity among its people. In the grand chessboard of AI, cultural and political systems shape the moves of the future. However, in Silicon Valley, the perspective is quite different. The core belief here is that AI should be used to enhance individual freedom. The ideal is to make technology accessible to everyone, thus promoting personal liberty. The key players themselves often express these contrasting views. OpenAI, the group behind the development of GPT-4 and its predecessors, maintains that AI should be an extension of individual human wills and be distributed as broadly and evenly as possible. On the other hand, following the release of Alibaba's latest AI technology, the Cyberspace Administration of China immediately set guidelines. These rules stated that AI-generated content should promote socialist values and not undermine the state or national unity. An emerging global narrative. In his 2018 book, AI Superpowers, China, Silicon Valley and the New World Order, Kai-Fu Lee predicted an accelerated pace of AI development driven by this cross-cultural competition. He noted that this tech revolution was unique as it emerged from two different cultural contexts, which would speed up technological progress. However, Lee didn't foresee the escalating tensions resulting in a heated rivalry. Recent events have overshadowed his optimistic view of the competition's outcome. He once cautioned against an AI arms race, believing that AI's value lay in its creative potential rather than destructive power. The AI revolution is more than a race. It's a journey through the cultural landscapes of our diverse world. Unfortunately, by 2023, the idea of an AI arms race has dominated global conversations. Different cultural interpretations of the flourishing of humanity have led to disagreements and confrontations. The geopolitical impact of AI. The divergent approaches to AI reflect unique civilizational values. The competition that Lee envisioned is now turning into a strategic rivalry. Lee once predicted that the parallel universes of the US and China would eventually cover the entire world. Fast forward to 2023. His prediction is nearing reality with China's tech influence stretching across Southeast Asia, Africa, and South America, while the US zone covers North America, Australia, and Europe. Sharing a divided world. The current state of affairs reminds us of a line from Rudyard Kipling's poem, "East is East, and West is West, and never the twain shall meet." This suggests that the parallel universes Lee spoke of could evolve into separate spheres of influence, similar to those during the Cold War with the Soviet Union. However, unlike the Cold War period, the evolution of these separate technological spheres doesn't necessarily mean total isolation. The AI revolution is more than a race. It's a journey through the cultural landscapes of our diverse world. The idea of a digital curtain might be descending, but this doesn't imply a complete disconnection between the two spheres. Instead, it might transform into a different kind of global integration that respects the uniqueness and autonomy of different societies while maintaining a level of interconnectedness. While the earlier Cold War era ended with the collapse of the Soviet Union, we should be cautious not to expect a similar outcome in our current scenario. The end of that era also marked the rise of China as an emblem of modernity outside the Western model. The historical events of the 20th century don't necessarily provide a blueprint for what's happening now. Balancing act. Predicting which system, the state-controlled or the open society model, will eventually prove more successful in the long run is challenging. Cultural norms and practices are deeply ingrained in a society like China, with thousands of years of established traditions. The state plays a significant role, and there's little room for civil society or individuals to deviate from established paths. However, in open Western societies, it's quite the opposite. People are free from state interference, and there is no widely agreed cultural consensus apart from accepting diversity. This asymmetry raises questions about whether Western societies can achieve the same level of cohesion as China, given their culture's inherently disruptive and diverse nature. As AI evolves, it mirrors not just human intelligence, but the geopolitical landscapes that birth it. Both systems have their strengths and potential pitfalls. When AI aligns with the state, it can bring stability and social harmony, hide discontent, and lead to stagnation. When AI aligns with the values of an open society, it can promote innovation and personal freedom. Still, it might also weaken social ties to the point of potential societal breakdown. Kai-Fu Lee once hoped that AI could spread its benefits worldwide like electricity did during the Industrial Revolution. But AI is different. It's not just a form of energy but intelligence that reflects the cultural context it originates from. As we move forward, we must understand that while AI can bring about incredible scientific discoveries and boost economic productivity, it can also intensify disagreements and conflicts due to the different values embedded in its algorithms. It's a new world we're stepping into, and we need to navigate it with awareness and care. Key takeaways: AI development is influenced by two primary centers, China's state-controlled approach and Silicon Valley's open society model. Cultural and political differences between China and the West shape their visions for the future of AI and its global impact. The AI revolution's rapid progress is fueled by competition between these two dominant forces, affecting geopolitical landscapes and relationships. Balancing the benefits and drawbacks of each AI development model is crucial for determining long-term success in a rapidly changing world. AI's potential to transform society will also amplify conflicts over values, highlighting the need for understanding and cooperation amid cultural differences.